Hello and welcome into the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. I'm Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire, joined on this Monday, April 12th by Luis Pacheco to talk about Tuesday's two-game Champions League slate. This is basically a slate we had last week, second legs this time around. We've got Bayern Munich now traveling to face PSG in Paris. Bayern Munich favored in this one, though, somehow still, even without Robert Lewandowski. And then we have Chelsea and Porto in their rematch in Sevilla. Chelsea technically the home team in this one, but who knows, you know, back-to-back games in Sevilla. Chelsea, biggest favorite on the slate of the two. The Bayern-PSG one is kind of close. Goal-wise, PSG-Bayern should have many more goals in it as Bayern try to claw their way back into this one. Chelsea have a 2-0 lead, and every expectation is they'll keep it. So, How do you think about Bayern after last week's game and still without Robert Lewandowski?
I still don't know how they lost that game. I still don't know. I mean, it's just I think we're 31 shots, something like that. 12 on target. Keylor Navas was a god.
Yeah, he was.
And you know, it's like it's. I mean, I thought that PSG will try to counter, but they were overwhelmed most times. I mean, it's just amazing. Like, they got two counters, and, you know, I feel, I mean, obviously, not having Lewandowski is a big problem for Bayern. You know, you see even this weekend against Union Berlin, they couldn't score goals. But still, you know, if you get 31 shots for everybody at those prices, and they need to make up not one but two goals because I mean it's not easy. I mean, if you win 1-2, that's not enough. Have to be so. We are expecting Bayern to at least score two goals. So I'm thinking like if you want to stop Bayern, I can say no. And especially even like Choupo-Moting revenge game, right? You know, it's always a revenge game. But you know, like I mean. If I see the game, I mean, Neymar at that price is still playable. I mean, Neymar is going to get fouled at least 10 times. And you know Neymar. I mean, Neymar is very capable player. I mean, I'm not expecting many corners. I think in the reverse was like one corner.
Yeah.
And I don't expect many shots. I mean, it's just going to be the counter, which is what Mbappe is good and Neymar are good at. So probably Neymar holding balls, he might get 10 fouls. So the upside, there's obviously with Neymar is always an upside, but for that price, I mean, why not go and play Coman and Sané, or you know, if you can afford Neymar, obviously, I mean, Neymar for cash, I mean, I think he walks to 10 points, especially with the number of fouls he's gonna draw. So
yeah, I think I looked at the first leg a little differently. Like I think PSG ended up doing exactly what they wanted to do. I mean, obviously they won. So like, but I think their goal was to obviously score on the counter and just kind of wait, let Bayern kind of pass the game out. But I think it all changed when they scored so early. Like, I don't think the plan was to score that early. They're up 2-0 after 28 minutes. And at that point, like, they don't have to do anything else. They got their two away goals. And so that just opened up Bayern to just all out assault on them. They ended up getting a third one, which away goals wise is huge. But like, I guess from a fantasy point perspective, you can expect a similar type of game, if only because PSG goes into saying what we tried to do worked. And on the Bayern side, it was just loads of fantasy points. Because they were trying to make up this deficit, which they still have to make up. Sané was actually pretty disappointing in that one, which was shocking because, like you said, like he had so many shots. I think Kimmich took 15 corners. But I agree with you that like if you want to stack Bayern, that's fine. I think Neymar's still going to be pretty popular just because he's Neymar.
Neymar is a safe bet, you know. No matter what, he's going to be safe. You know, if he's not taking, corners, he's going to take a lot of fouls because somebody have to soak up the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody have to draw the ball, and who's better than Neymar at that? Yeah. No man, not many. So, you know, he's going to get the ball. He's going to go in the ground. He's going to roll around, couple of rolls. You know, sometimes he gets hurt. I mean, I think Neymar is class player. I mean, sadly, he's always injured because he gets hit a lot, but you know, he will definitely try to, you know, if you're 0-0 or 1-0, I mean, after 60 minutes, I mean, you're going to take a couple of minutes to get a foul. So, you know, so I think, yeah, obviously, you know, like, I mean, Neymar should have easily a high floor. But, you know, it's like, I mean, does it matter to, like, maybe play the Bayern Munich guy, even in cash? You know, if you had the salary, obviously Neymar is going to be popular. So, but if you rather go somewhere else and, you know, try to win a GPP, it's not a bad idea either. So.
Yeah, I assume for cash, Mbappe is mostly ignored, even though
Yeah.
he had that huge game and he had huge games against Barcelona too. So it's really like which Bayern forwards do you want? Like it's basically Muller, Coman, Sané, and people played Choupo-Moting
Choupo-Moting.
last time. I feel like Sané is too close to him salary-wise for me to even consider playing
Yeah.
Choupo-Moting, but I mean,
Yeah, no,
I
I
get it
agree.
if people play him.
Hey, he hit the crossbar,
Yeah.
and you know, he got like what, 7 points, something like that. I mean, obviously he's probably the first sub, but for that price, you know,
No, he
I
scored
mean,
though.
did he score
Yeah.
in the game? Yeah, he was. So yeah, so I don't know, like, I mean, well, 7 points without goals, I meant,
Without,
like,
yeah.
you know, so yeah, but I mean, there is always, you know, I mean, Pulisic have a good game this week, and maybe with the, you know, you will see it. I know Christian Pulisic at 6,800 is a decent
Yeah.
price. For Chelsea, is probably gonna do the same. He's trying to counter, right? So, I mean, Otavio got like 100% ownership and like 18 points. So,
Yeah.
you know, so I know Oliveira is back now,
Oliveira's
so
back,
you know,
yeah.
it's not the cheapest guy anymore, but it's not the automatic put in. But Oliveira is such a god, so.
I mean, I have
We'll
to
see. So I don't know.
assume.
I think like yeah. I think I will ignore any forward that is not Bayern, Neymar, and maybe Pulisic because the price is cheap. So.
Yeah, like I assume everybody, and because they're somewhat close in price, that people are going to play the Bayern guys instead of the Porto guys, even though they're chasing just as much. In fact, they have to win by even more.
Yeah.
But like, if you're telling me I can have Marega at 6,400, Pulisic at 68, Sané 69, even Choupo-Moting at 63, like I'm not going to play Marega.
Yeah,
So
makes no
GPP wise,
sense.
go nuts. Taremi at 5,400. I think that's a great GPP play, because like
Yeah.
I just don't see anybody playing Porto.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, Porto is gonna try to attack. I mean, and they are. I mean, for what we've seen, they just take a lot of set pieces to the box and see what happens. You know, Marega's a tall guy. Taremi's a tall guy. But now instead of Otavio at 3,000 is Oliveira at 7,000. So, you know, it just depends if you want him, which is, you might, you know, like, I mean, that's the point. Like, hey, do you want Oliveira or, I mean, there's no one else. I mean, I'm not sure if I want to play Paredes, you know, just because of the set pieces, especially if Di Maria plays. So,
Yeah, I
you know, we can
think,
talk about midfielder, right? So, yeah.
yeah, I was going to say midfielder wise, I think like last week it was Kimmich and Otavio, and this week I think it's Kimmich and Oliveira only because,
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically in the same spots. They're chasing an aggregate deficit and they take set pieces for their team that has to score. And if you don't play Neymar, it shouldn't be too difficult to fit them in anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, cash wise, I think there'll be Otavio or Oliveira's ownership will be what Otavio's was last week, maybe a little less because he's more expensive, but it's really not that difficult to get them in. And so I just
Yeah.
assume those two are where everybody goes
I
and not
agree.
to Mason
I
Mount.
felt, yeah, maybe Mount. Maybe people go Mason Mount, but he didn't take any corners. So he didn't take any corners. So
The goal
it's,
was a total bailout.
yeah. And as you know,
I
I
said that to
mean,
you before we started recording and I wanted to get it on the podcast too.
yeah, no, that makes sense. It was a total bailout. Like, you know, he didn't take corners. It was all Reece James. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think Kimmich, Oliveira, or if you don't want to play Oliveira because you're playing more Bayern. I mean, I'm not sure if Goretzka is going to play. Doesn't
He
seem
might.
to be in
He's in the squad.
the yeah. I feel that he's probably playing, but you know. And then everybody else, I mean, I can't see myself playing anyone else. Like, I mean, Corona is not a bad price, but you know, with Oliveira, he doesn't have set pieces, and you know, why don't you just play Otavio if you're going to play Corona? And then everybody else is just asking for trouble. He's just asking for a 4 point or a bailout. So
Yeah, I
for a makes
think
a bailout. So yeah.
it's true though. Like once you get below, I'll loosely include Goretzka, I guess.
Yeah,
But like once you
loosely,
get
yeah.
below him, I think Kai Havertz is fine for GPP if he starts.
Yeah.
But you need a goal out of him, just like anybody else. But he at least has more. He's more likely to score than Corona or Draxler, and.
Yeah.
I mean, if I think if you play Otavio on this slate, you made a mistake because you thought he would just keep taking set. He like 4,400.
Yeah.
I just don't know where you're going with that.
I don't know either. So yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's not much midfielder, so you know, you might either play one of the midfield, you know. I mean, between, so yeah, you can play Goretzka, you can play Choupo-Moting, right? Is that more or less the same price? I mean, you can even play another forward for Bayern. So you know, I mean, but if you're gonna play pure midfielders, definitely Kimmich and Oliveira seems a good play. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, he's that guy keeps. I'm doubting him because he only has set pieces for a team that doesn't dominate ball possession. But you know, he scores and he takes penalty
He
shots.
gets there
So
every time.
yeah,
Yeah, and he
he
has
gets there.
penalties.
Yeah. Yeah, so he gets there all the time. So, you know, so yeah, I can see Oliveira, or if you, or I can see another Bayern guy, another
Yeah,
forward.
that's what I was
See,
going to say. If you don't play Oliveira because you're concerned that Porto just doesn't do enough set piece wise, then if you play Sané or Choupo-Moting, like I get it. Or Coman if you didn't play. Actually, Coman might be just forward eligible. I haven't been my. Oh no, he's midfield. Yeah, like I think you play those guys, and Gnabry would have been a lock if he was in. So, but he's not. So, and then defender, I think everybody should play Reece James because he's taking set pieces for Chelsea. Simple as that.
He takes set pieces for the team that, you know, no matter if he's his favorite, you know, like it's a, I mean, Chelsea beat Atletico, and at home there was the same. So, you know, we can expect a different match than last time. And, you know, so for 6,000, you can probably get the easier 10 points.
Right.
And if something goes wrong for Chelsea, he will start bombing now. So, you know,
Absolutely.
like, I mean, you have double edge there, right? If his things go right, he'd be fine. Some crosses, set pieces, and clean sheet. And if it goes wrong, well, he's gonna be bombing. So,
Yeah, I think
I think,
yeah, you just have to watch like Mount took almost every set piece this past weekend, but James didn't
But James
play.
didn't play
Yeah,
because
so
it was Cho,
Hudson-Odoi,
right?
yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like after that, like I don't
Mean, I like
think
Alphonso Davies, Pavard.
I really
Those
like
guys were good.
Davies.
Yeah.
Pavard
Yeah,
feels a
Alphonso
little
Davies was
expensive.
good. Is Pavard is in? Well, Pavard have like 9 points, right? So
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was fine,
it's expensive.
but he's expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Lucas Hernandez. I mean, who it depends who thinks to be playing left back, right? So.
Yeah. I think it's possible that Lucas Hernandez plays center back next to
Yeah.
Alaba.
Yeah.
But like there are cheap guys too, like we'll always say Manafa, even though he pretty much does nothing every time, but he's a fullback at
But now they need to come
3,100.
back. Yeah. Now they need to come back. Yeah.
The PSG guys are likely to be cheap again if it's Diallo and Dagba, like they're 32 or 2,800 is Diallo if he's fit. Dagba's 32.
Yeah. Yeah, there's other options on defense. I think I'm with you. I think Reece James. Marcos Alonso seems pricey.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you can afford him. But to
If they
play
were,
Alonso, I think I'd rather go Davies. So.
yeah, if Chelsea were trailing, Alonso would be such an easy play.
Yeah.
But if they don't really have to, like, I wonder if he even plays. Like, if they're worried
Yeah, I
that.
think he would because it was Chilwell, right, this weekend.
Oh, was
I don't
it?
know. I think it was Chilwell. I'm
Yeah, you're right.
not sure though. Now I don't remember, but whoever didn't play probably gonna play. Maybe Emerson, right? You know, Emerson even gets a chance here and there. So I'm not sure in Champions League quarterfinals, but
Yeah, he played that one game. Was it the last group stage game? Or maybe they had two because they
yeah,
qualified
I think
early,
so.
and he was just, yeah, he balled out.
Yeah, it's I guess that, you know, it's still, you know, 2-0 is just not a, still not comfortable enough. I mean, it's, the game matters, so.
Right.
So yeah, so probably it's going to be Alonso. I mean, Chilwell, I don't have the price here because I don't have to start it, but I'm
He's
sure it's expensive.
65,
So yeah, so I
which is
won't do it. And
outrageous.
also, he's not even taking sex when Reece
No.
James. Seems like Reece James is the guy now when he plays. So yeah, definitely go Reece James. And I mean, Alphonso Davies for the price is cheap. I mean, Benjamin Pavard, you know, he scores the occasional wonder goal, so. You know, it's like the new Meunier, right? From France. Well, they're Belgians, but yeah. And anything else, as you say, you know, if you need salary, you can actually go down to Porto guys, PSG guys. I mean, there's a possibility that Bayern scores two quick goals. So in that case, you know, PSG have to do something. So in that case, you know, so and.
Yeah, I
And
think
if
yeah,
you,
that's the other like important thing to remember is that PSG got the three away goals, but a 2-0 loss and they're out. Like it's still aggregate, and so that second goal that Bayern got, it was pretty big just in terms of this game, because having to win 2-0 for Bayern is not a huge task, and so yeah, they may have to
no
attack.
Problem. Yep. So yeah. I mean, yep, definitely. So
do you play?
That's it, man.
Do you play Mendy or Marquezine?
I'm going to play Keylor Navas,
ooh,
no matter what.
That's fun.
I think. Let me see the price of the goalkeeper before I say something outrageous.
He's only 46, and
he's the cheapest one, right?
Marquezine is 41. That's the cheapest.
I will play Keylor if I can. If I had the salary, I would. If he's not, like, I'd rather. You know, Mendy and Neuer seem expensive.
Yeah.
Mendy should get a 10 points, yes, but if he doesn't, you are done.
Yeah.
And expensive. Neuer, I'm not sure. It's just, you just feel like, you know, PSG can score in the counter. And
right. He's not going to face.
Really screw.
He's not going to face 15 shots, most likely.
Yeah. I think Keylor Navas can probably face 15 shots. And, you know, last time he did like 20 points for, so you know, like this is Keylor Navas' environment. He's a good showstopper. He's always been a good showstopper. And Bayern's gonna shoot, so.
You don't see guys score 20 points much while still giving up two goals.
Yeah. I feel the quality of shots that Keylor Navas is gonna see is gonna be poor because they're gonna try to score.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, compare Marquezine is not bad. I mean, I think Marquezine, I mean, his problem, I mean, Chelsea's not, I just feel like Chelsea winning 2-0, I mean, taking a shot to lose possession is a bad thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think Chelsea does that. Like, against Atletico, they won't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't shoot because, like, hey, I can get the ball back to Azpilicueta and have 5 more minutes. Or I can take a silly shot and lose the ball. So
yeah,
you know. So I feel that you know, there's not many shots for Marquezine.
I think that's
so, you know. I think I mean I like Keylor Navas just because, I mean, if the game script goes as expected, you know, the chances of Bayern scoring two goals early is low.
Yeah.
And then no matter what, you know. Can PSG win? Can get, you know, 0-0? Yes, and you know that means that Keylor Navas have 40 points. So,
and then,
you know, I think Keylor Navas is the play for me.
It always,
if you can afford it.
It always feels good playing a CONCACAF guy in the UEFA Champions League too. So
exactly. Well, Zach Stephen too, right?
That's right. That's right. Although, if he's playing, then Man City have had some pretty big troubles. At least at this point of the Champions League.
Yeah, right.
All right, if you guys have any follow-up questions for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patchigal. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. Also available in the RotoWire Discord, which is open for all subscribers. If you have not joined that yet, you can go to rotowire.com/chat to get in there. If you are not a RotoWire subscriber and want to try us out for free for 10 days, no credit card required, just go to rotowire.com/pod. That's P-O-D. Get you access to every sport that we cover on the site, as well as that subscriber Discord chat. So check that out. Luis, thank you for that, and good luck on Tuesday.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.